from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. New Democratic MPPs representing northern ridings are trying to get the Ford government to buy into a plan to improve the doctor shortage in the region. The eight members are calling on the Conservatives to approve more residencies for the Northern Ontario School of Medicine. Timmins MPP Gilles Bisson says you can't have a medical student without a residency at the end.
It's not a huge ticket item as far as cost, and it's something that would go a long ways towards making sure that we're able to develop the capacity of having more physicians in our community so that people can find a doctor when they need them.
Bisson notes it would also help rural communities elsewhere in the province. Cell phone service along Highway 652 from Cochrane to the Detour Lake Mine is expected this summer. Rogers, in conjunction with Kirkland Lake Gold, is installing eight towers along the 180-kilometer stretch. That will serve everyone. Rogers VP of Advanced Services Tess Van Thielen says, though, that the mine site itself will have a private 5G network.
The very best level of service that you can possibly get because it's dedicated to the mine. So it's always on, it's always available, and they're not sharing that capacity or network with anyone else.
The network will allow the mine to take advantage of the latest technology, such as drones and automated equipment. Seven of the eight towers will be off the grid, powered by wind and solar energy. The convoy of truckers continues to push towards Ottawa. The Freedom Convoy is now in Ontario with plans to be in the nation's capital on Saturday. The truckers are protesting the federal mandate that all cross-border truckers be vaccinated to cross the U.S. border, along with other public health restrictions. The Ottawa Police Service is preparing for the convoy to arrive, and with them a variety of scenarios, including the possibility of violence. In a statement, the service says it's been working with the convoy group, which has been cooperative. A spokesperson for Ottawa Police says they're also planning for other groups and counter-protesters. Police say they expect up to 2,000 trucks and protesters as of today, but caution that the situation is fluid. Meanwhile, Justin Trudeau won't be in Ottawa to meet with the truckers' convoy. The Prime Minister says he's been exposed to someone who tested positive for COVID-19 and will be isolating for the next 5 days. Trudeau says he tested negative for the virus on a rapid test and feels fine, but will be working from home. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.